Cars for Kids. Well, they're not really kids, but I love alliteration, so I'm saying Cars for Kids. Post-secondary education is rarely offered right around the corner from your house. Sure, public transportation might get you there, but it also might not. So maybe there is a car purchase in your future, or in the young person's future who happens to live in your house. Here with some cost-effective car shopping tips is Auto Trader's Jacob Black. Hello there.
Hi.
I hate car shopping. Like, hate it. Hate it. I want my car to be there. I want it to work and start. But that is it. So let's start from the perspective of the student. What are some factors that a student should consider when it comes to shopping for that car, which maybe is probably their first car?
Especially when it's their first car, you know, and it's really easy for anybody to get excited and swept up in that excitement of such an,
freedom!
Oh, absolutely. And it's a milestone purchase. And if they care about cars at all, then there's probably some excitement. Maybe they care about performance, all those sorts of things. Really, everybody's going to be different. There's no one size fits all. You can't say to a kid, hey, you should consider reliability and safety when you buy your first car, because
they will not. They're going to say, are you talking to my grandmother? Because don't use that phrase.
That's right.
Right.
And so what you really need to do is all have a conversation, everybody that's involved in that purchase, and say, look, what are the things that we really care about? Maybe your student has a hockey team. Maybe they have a band. Maybe they really love driving. Maybe they love style. All of those things that they need to take into account. And once they've taken into account sort of what's most important to them, then they can move on to the next steps.
Right. You do have a list of steps here, and I probably skipped the first one. Set a budget. How do you set a budget? I have no idea. For a used car, I don't even know what people would pay. So how do you come up with that number?
It's really important not only to identify how much you've got to play with. Maybe you've been working summers for the last 6 years planning this in advance. Maybe you've had some help from someone and you've got some money. Maybe you've got a really great job alongside your studies. Just find out what you've got to spend. And then from that, make sure you take out what you're going to need for fuel, what you're going to need for repairs, what you're going to need for insurance. Really lump in all of the costs and do yourself a little mini budget, a little mini spreadsheet. You know, break out the Excel. Break out the Excel with your parents. Make them do it too. Go through and find out how much you realistically have to spend on a car each month, not just that upfront purchase.
Tip two is make a checklist, and you've mentioned some of the variables on this checklist. Tip three, do your research. What are the benefits of shopping around?
The benefits of shopping around are not only confidence, so you know what's there, but also that you get a really great sense of what you can afford for the money. So where it is that you want to, you know, maybe make a compromise on some of the things that you care about versus things that you don't. And there are over 400,000 cars on autotrader.ca, right? So it's difficult to really narrow it down. But once you have got that, and that's why we say set the budget and set your checklist first, because then you've got that little slightly narrower funnel. You go onto autotrader.ca, you look at everything that's around you, and then you've got this really crystal clear idea of what you can actually do with the money that's available to you.
What's the sweet spot on price versus the age of the car? And I ask because one of the things that people often talk about is at about 4 years, you have people who leased going off lease and bringing their car onto the market. So there's that inventory. But then there are certain people who aren't going to drive a car into the ground. So they're going to drive it for whatever that number is, 8 to 10 years. Is there a way to think about, listen, I'm going to get the best value if I look for a car that is X years old?
I think that there's so many moving parts in that equation, especially because each individual car, you know, its reliability is really a function of past care and past use. But what you can do is there are some general rules of thumb. So just like in real estate, we say buy the worst house on the best street and all of those sorts of things. We know, and in stocks, we say diversify. In cars, one of the great rules of thumbs to follow is buy the newest thing that you can afford in your price range that fits your needs the best. So if you've got a $5,000 to $10,000 price range and there's a vehicle that looks really great and it's a 2003, but then a vehicle that is a little bit less of what you want, but it's a 2013, maybe lean in that direction for that maximum value, peace of mind sort of
how do
return.
You how do you remove but reduce the influence of brand? Because for X dollars we'll buy you this type of car, but it's going to be X plus $3,000 to buy one with a fancier brand, even if reliability is the same and upkeep is the same. How do you, as a student in particular, how do you overcome the ego stuff associated with, yeah, I'm driving a, I don't even know what brand would be cool because I'm not a cool car owner. But how do you work that through?
I think that's really a function of psychology and probably a question for a psychologist more than anyone else. But one of the ways that you mitigate the risks of getting swept up in that brand excitement is, like we said, just doing that research. I'm sure it's a familiar refrain to everyone that listens to this show. Anytime you talk about any sort of financial decision, the more research that you do, the more time you take and energy that you spend in really crystallizing your task list and your list of needs and desires, the better off you'll be and the less likely you'll be to get sort of swept off in a bad emotional decision.
There is no way for you to give me an objective answer on this last question, but it is this. What are the pros and cons of Auto Trader versus buying a used car at a dealership or going on Kijiji and finding one of the, you know, thousands of cars out there?
It's a great question. I mean, first of all, it's important to know that there are new and used cars, private sales, and dealerships on autotrader.ca. So you're going to really, on autotrader.ca, you're going to get access to every single vehicle that's on the market in your area. You're going to find it on autotrader.ca, whether or not you want to buy a new, used, off a lease, off a private seller. All of those things are available to you. We've got really strong tools for helping people narrow down what they want from a car. So we've got some really great search refinement tools. We've got some great valuation tools. And we've got a really great content site as well that I'm the editor of, where we talk about...
Well, then it must be great. you're the editor of it.
Well, we talk about, you know, all of the hints and tips, and we have objective reviews. We have, you know, some of Canada's best and most respected writers really going through and helping you make that decision with confidence. So when you go to autotrader.ca, like I said, there's over 400,000 cars. There's new and used cars, you know, and often new cars below MSRP. You've got dealerships. You've got private sellers. It really is the best one-stop shop.
What do you do if you've turns out you bought a lemon?
Turns out if you've bought a lemon. Now, you've got some recourse if you bought it from a dealer and that dealer is a member of OMVIC or any of the trade associations. There's remedies through them and you can contact them. But really the best cure is prevention, and that's why we advocate things like getting your pre-purchase inspection, spending that time and money to check out the car that you're going to buy. You're spending money. You may as well spend a little bit of money right up front just to make sure that you can be confident in the choice that you've made.
Interesting. Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jacob Black is with Auto Trader. We're talking about cars for kids, or like young adults, I should say.